Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 137 points this morning from yesterday's close at 20,360 on turnover of 4.9 billion NT. Shares in Taiwan closed lower on Monday as investors shifted to the sell side. They were taking advantage of the main board's earlier upturn after a rally in after-hours trading on the U.S. markets. Investors held high hopes that the U.S. Federal Reserve will start a rate cut cycle in June. But the bellwether electronics sector encountered profit-taking Monday after a strong showing in the first quarter of the year. This pushed the main board above the 20,000-point mark. New Taipei is conducting inspections in a case where several guests fell ill after eating at a banquet hall. FTC International Hotels Corporation announced today that 9 customers who dined at its Gala de Xin banquet hall in Xinzhuang District last week sought medical care after experiencing gastrointestinal discomfort. The corporation says it is actively cooperating with the city's investigation. It says it has provided samples of food items and data for inspection. However, it also points out that a portion of the guests who attended the banquet brought their own food. The corporation says the cause of the illness is still under investigation. The New Taipei Department of Health says it has requested the restaurant suspend business while inspections are underway. In international news, an old landmine found by children in eastern Afghanistan has exploded while they were playing with it, killing 9 children. A Taliban spokesperson says the landmine, which the children found near their village in Ghazni province, was from decades ago. He says the explosion Sunday killed 5 boys and 4 girls who were 5 to 10 years old. Afghanistan has suffered from decades of war. The country remains highly dangerous for children who collect scrap metal to sell to support their families. Many are killed or maimed when they come across unexploded ordnance. The United States and Israel are holding a virtual meeting today to discuss the alternatives to a military invasion of the Gazan city of Rafah. Israeli forces have for weeks been planning to push into the southern tip of the besieged strip, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinians are gathered. Benji Heyer reports.
It's a hastily rearranged meeting initially cancelled by the Israelis after the US abstained from a United Nations Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. The Biden administration says an operation in Rafah would exacerbate the humanitarian disaster in the war-torn Palestinian territory. Israel insists its offensive must continue south to eliminate the threat posed by the terror group Hamas. Despite fears over a Rafah incursion and the growing death toll in Gaza, the White House last week authorized the transfer of billions of dollars in bombs and fighter jets to Israel. Benji Hayer, Washington.
Greek authorities say dozens of migrants found in a wooden boat on the Mediterranean Sea between northern Africa and southern Europe have been transported to the Greek island of Crete. Greece's Coast Guard says the boat carried 74 people. It is not immediately clear where or when the boat had launched or what countries the passengers were from. Crete's southern coastline has seen an increase in migrant arrivals in recent months. Greece is a major entry point into the European Union for people fleeing conflict and poverty in the Middle East, Africa, and Asia. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.